Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and you are listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. We'd like to welcome you tonight. It is Thursday, the 22nd of June, 2017, and we pray all is well in your family and in your home. We'd like to thank the gentle brothers for joining us tonight. If you called in, if you're online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr, you can also call in and share your insights, comments, or any questions you might have by calling 646-668-2636 and press 1 on your keypad, and we can bring you into the conversation and get some questions. Well, tonight we're going to, this is part two of a previous show. We talked about health and issues and the 14 secrets to a good erection. This is part two, and we're going to touch on number 8 to number 14, and we're going to review one from 7 near the end of the show. But we're going to go through 8 to 14 tonight. We have Minister Brian Broadley tonight, and he's going to share some health issues that can affect our sexual potential, erections, the problems we might have with performance, and how a lot of the things we do, our health issues, can be warning signs. Amen? Amen. We're going to open with Scripture. And tonight I wanted to touch on doing Scripture a different way here. I just wanted to give us some steps. I'm going to go over 3 steps. And these 3 steps are things that will not just necessarily fix your life. We all know about 12-step programs or 5 steps or whatever to change our lives. But these steps I want to share with you tonight is about pointing to the one. These steps will not necessarily fix your life, but they will point you in the direction of the man Jesus Christ, who can fix your life. We want to direct you to the man, because it's through God, it's through Jesus Christ, it's your faith and the moving and leading and submission unto the Holy Spirit in your life that can change your life for the better. It can change your attitude, can change your environment, your circumstances, and strengthen you to be able to stand amongst temptations and challenges of being a husband, a father, and a son. Amen? So we're going to touch on 3 of them tonight. The first one is, we come to believe that God is the one whose power can fully restore us. The middle of the scripture at Psalms 103, starting at verse number 2. And the word of God says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, whom forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Step number 2. We admit we are powerless over addictions, brokenness, sinful patterns, that in our power, our lives are unmanageable. In the Word of God, we have to understand that it's not us, but it's God. And if we submit unto his will, unto his way, we can make it. We're going to Romans chapter number 7, verse number 17. But now, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. It's the sin. It's the sin within us. And only through Jesus Christ can we be forgiven of sin, the remission of sin, and restored into right relationship with God. Through his word and then through prayer and through the fellowship of the saints, we can transform our lives and convert our lives. Amen. Step number 3, and this is the last one for tonight, is going to be we decide to trust God with our lives and wills by accepting his grace through Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be reading from Ephesians chapter number 2, and it's going to be verse number 4 and 5. And the word of God says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. So it's the grace of God that saves us. It's nothing we do. It's our coming to faith in Christ and accepting his grace and accepting the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. So those are 3 steps and three steps to direct you to Christ, to direct you to the word of God, to come under submission of God that can change your life. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we say thank you today, God. We thank you for your word, O God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for restoration. reconciliation. We thank you for redemption, oh God. We thank you for tender mercies. We thank you for grace, God. We thank you for favor, God. And tonight, Lord God, we want to pray, God, for the unbeliever, God, that they might hear something, oh God. They might, someone will speak into their life. They might read the word, and the word will come alive, and their hearts and minds will be converted. So, Father, we're praying today, God, that their lives will be transformed and renewed. And, Father, for the believer, for the man, oh God, for that Christian brother, we pray encouragement. We pray steadfastness. And, brother, we say never give up, never give up, never give up. God is not done with you yet. So stand fast on his word. Stand fast on his promises and have hope in God. Father, we say thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Well, tonight, a couple real short announcements. Tonight, summertime's coming. We have stuff, we have things coming around and around, but we have our ongoing outreach at the William Sills Evangelistic Church, the Open Hand Food Pantry, every second and fourth Saturday of the month from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. You just must bring a picture ID, have fresh fruits and vegetables, and when meat is available, canned goods. And if you know someone who needs some food, or if yourself need some food in the Pasadena area, you're located at 2322 Mountain Road, Pasadena, Maryland. The zip code is 2112. The phone number for the church is 410-437-0137. So we encourage you to reach out to them and share that information. Share it in the community, because we know that some people struggle. Some people are struggling, and this is in America, and with the body of Christ, there's also ways that you can eat. And if they're not in your area, if Pasadena's far away from you, call the church. They have resources. They have a database. They can most likely share a pantry that's closer to you, maybe in walking distance of your home, because there's other churches out there I know personally that have pantries ongoing. So if you reach out to them, they can definitely refer you to one of the other pantries. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm bringing Mr. Brian on, and he's going to share some information. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Deacon Farr. How are you today?
We're doing good. We're doing wonderful. Thank God for you. Thank God for being able to join us tonight. Well, before we start, I wanted to share, I know there at New Vision for Life, you have an upcoming event on July. Can you share that with us?
Yes, we're doing a Motown review and a comedy special. July the 15th. I'm also a chef, so I'm cooking and preparing a meal for that event. The tickets are $35 and $40 at the door. And just come on out and have some good Christian fun.
Amen. And how can they reach out? How can they contact you for tickets?
You can contact me by texting me 443-402-6246. Or you can hit the church. We're there every Sunday, every Wednesday. You can come past and pick up tickets if you choose. And that's at 1724 Woodlawn Drive, Suite 2, in that Security Plaza cul-de-sac.
Amen. Amen. You also go to Issues Christian Men's Talk Facebook page. You can see the link there for the event. We have the event there posted and get details, and you can reach out also there. Again, on the Issues Christian Men's Talk Facebook page. Well, Minister, we're back here. We're doing the second part of this program. Last time we touched on 1-7, the secrets to a good erection. And we're going to keep going. We're going to review the first 7 later on in the program, but I want to make sure we get the second half so the brothers who were listening last time can continue on. Amen? So
amen.
The first we're going to talk about tonight is, how does the heart relate to erection and, you know, either lack thereof or just to have, you know, a full erection? Because there's a man, any man that knows out there, there's different levels of erection. But how can our heart affect that?
Well, the real tie-in to this is what's happening inside your penis as far as your arteries is the same thing that's happening to your heart. It's just on a smaller scale. So the moment you don't reach that level of a full erection, that's the first sign that your heart is now plagued with either cholesterol or plaque in it, and those vessels are about to close up. So Once you start seeing erectile dysfunction, it's a mirror of what's going on in your heart. The two are so fastly linked together, we're learning that there's a time frame of less than 3 years before you'll see some type of cardiovascular disease pop up or pain from angina or heart attacks. Amen.
Amen, amen. And, you know, I wanted to share this with you, too, because a lot of the, the blue pills, Viagra, Cialis, all those, we have to understand, those things, the help in the erection was a side effect because all those drugs originally were developed for heart patients. And
right.
As you know, when the brothers start finding out it's working in other ways, you know, they spread the word. So that's where those sales boosted because I remember hearing about that. I think we talked about it earlier also that the pills that now that they're selling as the miracle male sex pill, they were really developed for cardiovascular and heart disease patients. So
right.
we see the link right there. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, the next thing we're going to talk about, this one here we're going to talk about, is how does depression associated with erectile dysfunction?
Go ahead, no problem.
No, I was saying is, you know, the things that we go through in our head and in our mind can affect our sex lives in a lot of ways. We may not think about it, but, you know, if we're depressed, if the things of life start to get to us, sometimes our sexual desire, our passion for it can be lost in all the stress that mentally we may carry around. What do you say, sir?
You're 100% correct. Now, depression is funny. Depression ties all the way through, and we just never realize how to put the pieces of the puzzle together. So let's say you had death in your family. Your mom or your dad passed away. So now you're in a slump. From there, you can't get out of your rut. So you go to the doctors. He explains you need to take some medication. Well, that medication normally causes erectile dysfunction in 8 out of 10 men. And it increases your heart issues. So on top of you having depression, now you're having ED. Plus, you're having heart issues because that's a side effect from the depression medication. So then cardiovascular issues start to pop up in less than 3 years because you took the depression medication for almost 3 years. 4 out of 10 men have erectile dysfunction linked to cardiovascular. Then you add from that erectile dysfunction, 6 in 10 go back into a state of depression once they find out they don't have usage of their male member. So we're learning very early that erectile dysfunction is just the earliest sign of cardiovascular disease. But depression and the medication kicks it into overdrive. Amen.
Amen. And I know depression, I know a lot of brothers suffered. And I think a lot of things when we talk about depression, it goes undiagnosed. You know, because we internalize a lot of things. We keep the things that bother us to ourselves as men sometimes, because, you know, as you know, being a husband, being a father, we think about a lot of things. We have a lot of things in our hearts and our minds, especially when we are critical, when there's stuff going on that we have to deal with. You know, because everybody's fine when everything is fine, but when the challenges start to come, this is where we can start to, and the other thing with depression does also, about beyond for this, the side effect, a lot of brothers find themselves self-medicating, so that brings on a whole other issue. So
yeah.
I think depression and mental health is one of those things that, as men of God, we have to be able to, first, I think, be transparent, open, and seek help, and share, and have people in our lives that can relieve the pressure. And, again, if we're on a lot of these different medications and we know we're taking these, the antidepressant drugs, we need to understand the side effects, you know, and our doctors, we need to, again, and again, while we mention that, when you go to your doctor, you need to ask all the questions. about all of the drugs it gives you, about what's going on with you. And even when we talk about ED, you know, doctors, they might give out the blue pill, the Cialis, and give it out, and just give it out because, you know, if you ask for it, you can get it. But in all the other drugs we're taking, we need to understand what else we're taking, even if we're taking blood pressure medicine, diabetes medicines. What are some of those side effects we compare ourselves for them? And we're going to touch on some other things too, but then our health issues. We must, as men, regularly seek a physician, a medical checkup, medical histories, know what's going on. I know, bro, I know we wouldn't talk about this tonight, but what are those numbers, those vital numbers we need to know about ourselves? It was blood pressure, sugar level, and what was the other one?
Cholesterol and your body weight, BMI, body mass index.
There you go. And these are the things we should know. We should know exactly what they are, where they are, and how. And if we're in the norm or we're outside the norm, and if we need to get those numbers down, you know, because that is lifestyle changes also. Amen? Well, just with that, we'll play into the next thing. Our obesity, our weight, our BMI is a way out, and then we wonder why we can't get no blood flow. What do you say, sir?
You're right. We're finding out that as black men, one, we're just consuming too much animal fat, too much animal protein, and that saturated fat clogs up your arteries, puts too much plaque and cholesterol in those arteries that lead to the cardiovascular, which leads to the ED situation. And the first thing you start seeing is the diabetes. When that blood sugar no longer starts averaging 90 to 140, it's definitely time to start taking a look at where you want to be 10 years from now, because that's the rule of thumb that we're starting to understand. Once the disease pops up, you got 10 years to either change your lifestyle or digress into a worse place of discomfort. There's no in between. There's no I'll be all right in another 10 years and I got time. It doesn't work like that. We're finding so many of us leaving this planet or this earth because we just didn't take better care of our health. Something so simple, but something so hard for black men. So obesity shows us that if you decrease your body weight just by 10%, so that means if you're 200 pounds and you drop 20 pounds worth of weight, you can kind of reverse the ED affecting your body. But it's not the blue pills that are making your body have some erection. You got to change the diet. You've got to move from an animal fat, animal saturated fat diet, something a lot leaner that's going to open up these arteries. And the only thing we found that does that is plants and fruit. That's the only thing. So if you're having diabetes and you're starting to notice that he doesn't wake up like he's supposed to, you don't get erections in the morning like you're supposed to, you're not always sure if it's going to be a good night with your lady, then you have to start changing your diet. They say 1 in 3 men have the option of reversing the effect of ED. But once diabetes kicks in, it starts to shrink a lot of the peripheral arteries in your member, creates the vascular damage to the arteries and to the cavernous bodies that fill up with blood. So if you find out that diabetes is something you have, the worst thing you can do is put diabetes and high blood pressure together, because it's going to have a time bomb effect. It just, where's the time bomb going to explode at? And then diabetes decreases your testosterone. So you've got to start eating more higher foods with testosterone in it and not eating so much processed foods and processed sugars. I try to explain to men, leave the pink, the yellow, and the blue alternative sugar alone. Those things will kill you and give you cancer in your body. You need to stay more natural in sugar. So that's what I got. Leave the sweets alone. You don't need those cakes and pies.
Amen, brother. Let me ask you this, though. How about honey? Natural, 100% natural honey.
Honey is
fine. Is that a good substitute for white sugar?
Right, it's a better form of sugar than your white sugar. Honey, agave, that still doesn't mean go overboard with either of them, but it means in moderation the body can adjust with it a whole lot better, and it doesn't raise your glycemic index up to the point where you're spiking up and down all day. Fruit works a lot better with diabetes than processed sugar does. So you can eat an apple, and it will keep your sugar level most of the day. But most diabetes patients have a big issue at night, and that's because either we're eating too late at night or we're putting so much of a big meal in our bodies, which isn't supposed to happen, that you're causing the body and the pancreas to overprocess and digest all that food late at night, and it just sits in your gut, and it petrifies because you're not moving, you're not exercising, you're not doing anything. So we're finding out that 40% of diabetics are going to have ED. You know, that's 4 out of 10 guys with diabetes. That's a lot of people about to start trying to find Cialis.
Amen, amen, amen. Again, brothers, you know, as we talk about these things, you know, we talk about ED, we talk about the blue pills, and we say it, we jokingly, and we you know, we giggle about it, and we, you know, we joke about it. But, you know, these are the things. These are the things that men suffer through. We suffer in silence, and it affects a lot of our things. If we get to the point we can't perform with our wives, and it starts to build up on it. It starts to build up on your psyche. You know, I'm not going to say your wife's going to stop loving you or none of that, because hopefully your relationship is bigger than sex, but it's going to start to affect you and so start to affect her. And if you can just simply do the simple things, you know, there's a reason why our bodies are made the way they are, that we could be, that warning signs. These are the warning signs, the red flags, that if something's not working the way it's designed to work, as God created it to, that tells us we need to do something different than what we're doing. It's as simple as that. You know, if our car's not running right, we need to figure it out. If something's going on in our homes, in our houses, or if we know there's a problem somewhere that needs to be fixed, we need to do the thing differently. And our health is the same way. But for some reason, men, we tend to bypass it. Because I know brothers who struggle with it. I've known men who lost feet, toes, legs from diabetes in wheelchairs at 55, 60 years old. They can't walk anymore. They have swollen limbs. You know, they have wounds, you know, wounds that won't heal. That you just imagine you have a sore on your leg or on your foot, and no matter what the doctor does, it cannot heal. And this is from us not taking care of ourselves when we were 20 years ago. And not doing the things and making changes in our lives. Amen. I'm Deacon Thomas Paul. We're here with Brother Mr. Brian, a wellness minister at New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Minister, give the people your contact information so I can reach out to you.
Sure. You can reach out on Facebook at TB7 Wellness Coach. You can reach me through New Vision for Life. I'm there on Sundays. I'm also a part of Black Professional Men. The email you can reach me is healthmatters@bpminc.org. Those are the two easiest ways to reach me. If you need a speaking engagement, we'll come in and we'll just give you so much information it'll blow your mind. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's go to our next one. What are we at here? We're up to number 12. Number 12 is, I'm sorry. I can't pronounce it. I'm thinking. Let me think it through. I know what it is when you have an erection that won't go down.
Hey, that's called priapism.
There you go. I was looking at it, and I couldn't get it out the syllables. Describe that to us and what happens there.
Priapism happens from normally a reaction, medical normally. It comes from the wrong high blood pressure cocktail. And what actually happens is the cavernous bodies that are on the side of your penis, fill up and become so engorged with blood that they actually, the cells lock. They freeze. It's almost like you taking a hose and freezing it with water, and the water can't go back out. And it creates so much pain and discomfort for men, and that's why they tell you if you had an erection longer than 4 hours with the blue pills, time to go for medical treatment. Well, unfortunately, I had that effect, and it was not a great effect. I've had it 3 separate occasions. There's a rare chance, 1%, that certain people that take blood pressure medication have priapism, and I had to be one of those 1%. Excruciating pain that I've never experienced in my life before. My member became so engorged, almost like it was a small football, and they had to put needles in it to pull the blood out. And it just was a very horrifying effect to happen twice, that we needed those needles. So I try to explain to my guys, take very good care of your health. We don't see the back end of what pain looks like a lot of times. I'm sharing my transparency so that somebody else won't have to walk this walk. Somebody else won't have to go through all the high medications, the drugs, the pain medicine to pull me down from the excruciating pain that I was in. They were giving me morphine drip because it was just that off the chart as far as the pain level. Everything shuts down. You can't urinate. You can't pass gas. You can't have a bowel movement. Everything in your bowl, pelvic bowl, shuts down. And no matter what the body says, it's time to come out. Blood was so constricted, it wouldn't let anything pass. So they pulled out so much blood, I didn't know exactly how much blood it takes to make an erection, but I found the hard way out. It's a lot of blood that we don't pay attention to make an erection. And because we've always done it since we were kids, we don't process how the body shifts all this blood to one place just to have an erection and to entertain sexual activity. But the moment you can't do it, your whole mind changes a different way. From that priapism, they told me you would never have a working member again. And because urology now is so high-tech, they're able to put a balloon in that you pump up. They're able to put a computer chip in. And these are the things that they're trying to sell me on for me to have a simple, manly, natural erection. And I just couldn't process that. That moment, the depression kicked in. That moment, I didn't want to be here. The suicide kicked in. And we go through those things as men quietly. We don't tell anybody. We don't share that information. And luckily, God explained to me down the road what my worth was so that I could express and explain and tell and share to other men how not to go through these things. Amen.
Amen, sir. You know, I thank you for that, your transparency, because we want to help somebody else. You know, and again, these things, at some point in our lives as mature men, we have to know the facts and know the truth and understand that the things that we go through. So on the other side, that we can seek the help we need, the health risks, visiting that doctor, taking care of our bodies, changing our lifestyles, and not just going through this life and just thinking that's the way it's supposed to be, and we can't make any changes. Or we get to that point where we don't go to the doctor because every time we go to the doctor, there's bad news. So, again, this is why we're doing this show, so we're talking about the show, because these are the things that men struggle with. These are the things that, as Christian men, unsaved men, all men, you know, we have more things in common than we are different, and our health is one of those things. And how our sex lives, you know, if we have an issue there, we don't know how we'll respond to it. So I do thank you for your transparency, that someone would be encouraged today and know that there's answers, and they need to seek answers and open up and share. Amen? You're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farley here, Mr. Brian, and we're talking about the 14 secrets to a good erection. Amen. The next one, what other things in our lives, in our lifestyle, that would play a part in the loss of erection. I mean, we talked about some of the health issues, medication issues, psychological issues. What are just some other things that we haven't touched upon that can affect our sexual organ?
Yes, I mean, outside of medication, you got radiation and you got surgical procedures. The three big, really major medications that always tend to create ED are anti-hypertension medicine, antidepressants, antipsychotic medications normally always create an ED effect. So remember, if it creates an ED effect, it's going to create a cardiovascular effect. You've got addicted drugs. A lot of times, you know, people are doing heroin and cocaine. All of those drugs affect your ED. And then there's radiation. Try not to get radiation on your pelvis. Those things kill your sperm cells. They weaken the vessels in your body. Procedures, surgical procedures like prostate cancer, bladder cancer, colon cancer, all three of them mean normally that you're going to have an ED effect. So if you've got 10 years before we get to that point, why not turn this body around? Because all three of those cancers are very, just, they're bad. You know, they take so much out of a man that it's unbelievable. And we're finding these three major men cancers popping up so frequently when they're diet controlled. And they're almost making us kind of impotent. And maybe that's part of what the conspiracy, the bigger picture is to, you know, either jail him, kill him, or make him less of a man. And I read something that 100 years ago they were trying to figure out how to move America from a Christian state. And they said it would take 100 years for that shift to happen. And in order to do that shift, they had to move the value of Christianity. So they decided that they wanted to impart civil marriage. They wanted to break the families apart. So they allowed welfare to move men and women on separate levels. So it's a conspiracy to some degree that either they can't deal with us or they're going to try to find a way to eradicate us and make us less than men. And it's working so well. Cancer is taking us out of here in huge numbers when it doesn't have to be. Amen.
Amen, amen, sir. And, you know, some of the things you're saying, you is true, and we have to look at it. We really have to look at it. Look at our fathers, 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 and then look at our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. What was the legacy that was left for us, and what was the legacy we'll be leaving, you know, in the midst of all, you know? If you're here tonight, if you're here in 2017, the one thing that we have in common is our bloodline has survived. So what are we going to do to continue to have our bloodline survive? Are we going to be there for our grandchildren to share the wisdom, to be there to speak into their lives, to give them guidance and directions from our age and experience? Or will we be gone? As simple as that. I know many of us out there, we may not have known our fathers or our grandfathers, or our grandfathers passed away at an early age, so we don't have that connection. But the thing we have to look at tonight and today in 2017, if you're hearing my voice, what is going to be your legacy, your real legacy? Not the stuff, not the money, material things, wills and life insurance and all that stuff. What is going to truly be your legacy for your children's children? And that's what we have to look at when we talk about health issues. Just being there can make a great difference. Being there for your grandchildren as a man of God, to be that male role model, to be able to encourage your sons and your daughters in the midst of the struggles they're going as adults. They can need that foundation and that support. So the reason that if we leave here just because of health, because we were too lazy, too afraid, or wanted to play dumb, you know, we have to look at ourselves and figure it out and say to ourselves, how hard can it be for me to just stop eating pork or red meat or whatever, do something different just to be here, to be in presence? Because there's nothing greater in the ministry of presence, to be there, to be involved. Amen? You're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. I'm here with Minister Bryant. And he's the wellness minister at New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders, the wellness chairman for Black Professional Men. And tonight we're talking about the 14 secrets to a good erection. And we are at almost number 14. Now, we're going to do it here at Issues Christian Men's Talk. We love to talk about solutions. We highlight the problems, but we also want to give you solutions. So, Minister, you're going to go through and some of the changes that men can do to get your manhood back, to get your life together, get your circulation back, get everything back. You're not going to do like you was when you was 20 and 30, but we can get you back to something where everybody is satisfied and content. What do you say, sir?
I agree. The ways or the solutions to change this problem. The first one is change your diet. Put in more plant fats, coconut oil, sesame oil, flaxseed oil, chai oil. Put all of those oils in abundance. That means leave the fried foods, stop eating fried chicken wings at the Chinese shop, leave all that stuff alone, the Popeyes. Once you change the fat, you change the cholesterol, and that's a big trick. Then add some exercise. One of the best exercises, and I'm not talking weightlifting or running to the gym, just go swimming. That's all. Just swim. It's going to increase your heart, move your blood, and it's going to help your body. If you can find a warm pool, that's even better. Third, have sex only when you wish to do so. Create the right conditions and atmosphere for sex. Control your body weight. And last, don't smoke. Smoking is one of the biggest issues with ED. So check your arterial pressure, check your blood sugar, check your cholesterol and triglycerides, and check your medication to see if any of those side effects are going to be ED down the road. Those are some of the best solutions I can give you. Can we turn it around? Yes. Can we turn around your diabetes? Yes. They're not hard. Well, let me say it again. They are a hard lifestyle change, but they are very effective for the result that you want without medication, mind you. So if you have an issue, you don't want to take the medication, but you're willing to try a different way, get in touch with me. I've done this. I had to do it for myself. My blood sugar now stays at 90. But I've learned how not to eat the cheesecakes and all of processed sugars that I once was craving. I put more vitamins and minerals in my body, and that stops some of those cravings, and it gives me a better feel. And it also strengthens my arterial. So we've got ways for this to work. All I need you to do is make the effort and make the call to get in touch with me. And we can sit down and we can walk you through this process if this is a change that you want to make. It's just like anything else. When you're radiating, your car is clogged up, what do? We drain it, we fill it, we drain it again, and we fill it. And this is the same thing we are doing with the body. We've got to move that plaque and cholesterol out of your system. Amen.
Amen, sir. Amen. Well, what I would like you to do, sir, if you could, I know we just did the last half. We just did the 8 to 14, but could you give us a go through the first seven as a review from that first program and just go down the list and share some insights on there.
Okay. Number one is sexual desire. Your sexual desire is affected by your hormones, your mental state, the quality of your relationship, in any of your past sexual experiences. Number two, sufficient sexual stimulation. A lot of men don't understand. Sex comes through your touch, your vision, your hearing, your smell, your taste, and also the fantasies and thoughts that your mind creates. Number three, erotic circumstance. We found out that men do need privacy, sufficient time, and emotional intimacy. And I'm not talking about your 20s and the 30s. Most of this is applying to your 40s and plus. Conditions that affect erections, obligatory contracts, Wife wants to get pregnant, puts a lot of pressure on you, presence of children at home, and trying to be intimate in private places that just aren't secure. Number four, the absence of stress during intercourse. Men bring a lot of stress to the time to deliver for your lady friend. And a lot of times that can be a little distracting and a little bit more pressure than needed to perform to where you were maybe the last time or where you were back in your heydays. Number five, penis anatomy can sometimes create issues with the way you're having an erection. Sometimes you're having a penis that doesn't allow the skin to pull back, which makes an erection. Sometimes the penis is curved too much, so it doesn't come up. Sometimes it's in a disease state where it's already curved up too much, and it won't have an erection. Hormones play a big part. Number six, your endocrine. Your endocrine creates a disorder that can create erection problems. So you got to take care of this pituitary gland. And well, another thing that we never saw the connection was your thyroid. Your thyroid has a lot to play with your erection. And number seven are the nerves involved in erectile mechanism. Your brain controls your erection, but it leads down the spinal column. So if you've got damage to your spine, you're going to have some erectile dysfunction. And number eight, where we started tonight, was the blood vessels. Take care of your blood vessels. Your arteries are so important in your body, just for your heart and just for your sexual activity. So that's the wrap-up review that we've got for you tonight. Thank you so much, Deacon Farr.
Amen, sir. I thank you for making time and going through and having a commitment to the wellness, to be able to speak this into it. And this is, and also it's ministry. This is what the church is to do, to be a full holistic, speaking to every part of our lives through the word of God to so that we can be used by God. Because we can't, let me say this, we cannot fulfill the Great Commission in our sick beds. It's as simple as that. You know, can we evangelize, can we minister, can we serve the people in from our sick beds? But there's things that we can do. I understand. Let me not say that, you know, I don't want to tie that into health and wealth, but I do want to say there's things that we are doing that's going to aid in the deterioration of our bodies. I understand the theology of this is a sinful and lost world and our bodies are decaying, but there's things that we're doing that's rapidly increasing, you know. There's nothing we really can do that's going to extend our lives, but the things we can do, we can improve the quality of our lives. And that's what the Word of God teaches. That's where the dietary things, what we take into our bodies, that the quality of life, because again, 50 years old, 60 year old, we should not be, have a lot of the physical ailments that we have in the wheelchair, swelling, our limbs are swelling, we can't walk, where our pressure's up, our sugars are up, but these are all choices that we're making. Culturally, you know, everyone was raised with, you know, eating everything from hog maws to, you know, sweet tea. Sweet tea somehow is cultural, and sweet tea will kill you. But are we willing to make the change once we come into the knowledge? And that's where we're at with it. That's why it's a ministry. And, brother, I appreciate you for the time you put in to have to come with wisdom and direction for folk. You're just not making it up. You've done the research, and you're willing to share the knowledge you gain. So I do appreciate you. Could you one more time give your contact information to the audience so they can reach out to you? Also, I believe you have a Friday prayer line.
Yes, we have a Friday prayer line. But let me give you my contact information first. That information is Facebook, TB7, TB7 Wellness Coach is the place you can find the Facebook page. And we are also, email address is healthmatters@bpminc.org. That's a way to find me as well. We've got Instagram, TV7 Wellness Coach. The Wellness Friday prayer line phone number is 605-475-2880, and the code is 8821193. Now, that prayer line is open at 7:30 Monday through Friday, and it's just a different preached word. But every Friday is wellness. Unfortunately, I did it today, so I won't be on tomorrow. BPM is having a community wellness festival August the 1st at Lake Montebello, and I sent you, Deacon Farr, the flyer for that that you can post. It's a time to come out on the east side. We're going to have some inflatable obstacle course, some wellness vendors. Hopefully, prostate cancer will be there, urology, Chesapeake will be there. And we're just trying to bring to the east side of Baltimore Wellness Village, a whole bunch of mental health, physical health, emotional and spiritual health vendors that are just coming and just wanting to help you at where you are. I'll be there. You can talk to me. You can wrap my head around a question or a problem, and we can go from there. But at least you've got resources, and that's my piece. I wanted to bring resources into the city as close as I could bring them to you. Sometimes doctors just aren't as friendly, and sometimes you just need another male guy that has some input and some understanding that can shed light on where you are. Amen.
Amen, sir. Again, I thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you, sir, and we'll be in touch. Amen. You've been listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr, and we've been sharing tonight the 14 Secrets to a Good Erection with Minister Brian Burley, a wellness coach at New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders, and the wellness chairman at the Black Professional Men here in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. Tonight, before we close, I want to share real quick our 2017 playbook. We're still on the playbook. We're still running the same plays because we're looking for a victory at the end of the year. Our play number one is we're calling men to commit to share the gospel with one person face-to-face each month. We're here coming up at the end of June, so have you shared the gospel face-to-face with six people this year? Have you shared the gospel with an unbeliever this year face-to-face? I know we have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, but face-to-face, talking to someone about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And also, point in the play number two is, have we built any new friendships? You know, sometimes we get caught into routine, into rut, or into a habit of we're around the same people all the time, in the church, outside the church. When have we last time we built a new friendship? So the call in 2017 to build a new friendship. You have 6 months to build a friend before the end of the year. Play number three. To be discipled by a man. Do you have someone in your life? Do you have a pastor, minister, older brother, uncle, father, grandfather, someone who's discipling you, that you're under, that's speaking into your life? You know, just because they have a title, is the relationship there? You know, you have uncles, you have fathers, grandfathers, pastors, deacons. These people have titles, but do they have the authority to speak into your life that you will receive from them? And are they concerned about you? Do you have men in your life who are concerned about you, to check you, to check your oil, check what you're doing, check what's going on with you in every area of your life? Amen? Play number four, are we discipling? Are you discipling someone? Are you taking time to be around someone, engaged in someone, in fellowship with someone, to encourage them, to press them forward in their job, in their career? You know, we do it at work. You know, we have a young generation coming into these jobs. And if you've been on the job a while and you're a senior employee, are you taking someone under your wing and training them how to do the job the correct way? Are you ministering? Are you discipling? And lastly, prayer. Are we praying that God would use you? Are you asking God, Christ specifically, to use you to help someone grow in their faith? Are you being that Paul? Are you being the Barnabas? Do you have a Timothy in your life that you are encouraging in their faith? Not to train them to be a deacon, a minister, or a pastor, or associate pastor. Is there someone who you are just training up in their faith, to strengthen their faith, to have them rooted and grounded in doctrine and the word of God? Amen? Today, our play for 2017. Again, this has been Issues Christian Minute Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We're here live every Monday at 8 p.m., every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. You can always listen to the rebroadcast of this program by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr, and you can call us in on our live broadcast at 646-668-2636. So we'll talk to you again next week. God bless you, and have a wonderful evening.